Welcome to Family Talk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, along with our host, psychologist and best-selling author, Dr. James Dobson. And today we get to continue our interview with Roma Downey and Mark Burnett. We are only a few days from the most important holiday in the history of the world. This Sunday, we celebrate Easter, when Christ rose from the dead, defeated death, and permanently removed the sins of all who believe in him. It is such an exciting time of the year, and I am looking forward to celebrating with my family in just a few days. It's also fitting that on Easter Sunday, NBC releases the epic continuation of the Bible miniseries titled AD, The Bible Continues. I've already had the privilege of watching day one, and it is an excellent representation of the death and resurrection of Christ. To tell us more about this series, we are joined in the studio by two people who I'm sure you've heard about many times, Roma Downey and Mark Burnett. So let's jump back in and find out what we can expect when the life of Christ comes back to primetime. You know, you said you might be the two noisiest Christians in Hollywood. Any backlash? Any...
Not at all, really. You know, I think when we first decided to make the Bible series, many in our own community thought we had lost our minds. And I don't think anybody thought that an audience would show up for it and that we would look foolish, you know, that we were investing our time and our resources and our collected talent into doing that. But I think that, you know, we haven't really felt any pushback. We have friends from, you know, from many different religious backgrounds in Hollywood. And I think that they, you know, that they're all, you know, respect the work that we're doing.
Mark, are there a lot of Christians that are working in Hollywood that have not come out of the closet, so to speak? Are you meeting people who come up and say, in fact, I'm going to answer my own question. I think I shared this on the air once before, but we had 8 members of the Chinese government who came to our ministry and came up and talked to me and said, you know, we're not Christians and we don't believe in your God. And if we did, we wouldn't tell you so. But we like what you do, and we want to know more about it. And that's why we've made this long journey, half the world, in order to be there and see what you do and why, because it does make an impact in our country. And so we accepted that, and we spent the whole day together. And in the afternoon, these 8 people were so excited, and we were excited getting acquainted with them. I showed them pictures of my grandson, and they took pictures out of their grandkids and so on. And then one of these Chinese government members came and got positioned in such a way that he could look straight into my eyes, but his colleagues could not see him. He was on the other side of me. And he looked at me and he said, without moving his mouth, I'm a Christian. And he had not revealed that even to his own associates. Are you finding people like that in Hollywood who are afraid to let it be known, but they found something they're excited about and want to share it with you?
Fortunately, Hollywood isn't China. And there's no real consequence for sharing that. And I think probably, you know, and I think there's a misnomer around the country about Hollywood and New York also.
Roma and Mark, what role did prayer play in the decision to do the Bible miniseries and then to get back into it to do a full network season? I mean, 12 episodes on NBC. Was there a lot of time spent on your knees?
Absolutely. You know, our dear friend Pastor Rick Warren has always said to us that the most dangerous prayer you can pray is, Lord, use me. Mm-hmm. And this has been our prayer. Dangerous, I suppose, because you have to be ready to get out and take some action if you feel called. God doesn't always call the qualified, but he sure qualifies the called. And from my early days as an actress, Untouched by an Angel, my prayer always was, Lord, less of me and more of you. And this has remained our prayer as we made the Bible series, as we brought the film Son of God to the screens, and now through AD, the Bible continues. Everything starts with intention. And our prayer on this always has been that this program could be used by the Holy Spirit to touch people's hearts and to bring them closer to God.
Mm. Roma, did you consult any Bible scholars? Was there anybody on the set who was keeping you on target with the scripture?
Yes, absolutely. We had many Bible scholars, theologians, advisors, pastors. It was important to us, the responsibility that we've been given. We took it very seriously. And we also had many, many people praying for us, mm-hmm. praying for the series, praying for the safety of the crew, praying that that Spirit would take this and use it. And we've been so grateful for that prayer support as well in our lives.
Yeah. Mm. What's it been like on set? I mean, not every actor and actress you've hired is a believer, but they're pouring themselves into the great story, the good news.
Well, every actor who arrived, I like to leave a personal letter of welcome in their hotel room, because I know myself what it's like to show up mm-hmm. on a location, particularly a foreign location, and you don't know anybody, and it can feel a bit lonely at first till you get introduced to everybody. And for both the Bible series and AD, the Bible Continues, I've left in their room with that letter a book of Acts. What an opportunity. As an actor, sometimes you have questions about a script and you wish you knew the backstory. You wish you knew the other things that your character does or doesn't do. Here we have the resource book right there. Yeah. We have the Bible. And there were moments in shaded areas on desert locations that I would sit down on a rock with an actor and pull out the book of Acts and we would read it together. Mm. And it was very, very special to be able to do that.
Did you have anybody who came up to you and said, I don't really know much about this Christ. Tell me more. Who was he? What was he trying to do? Why did he have to die?
We had a number of actors who I know came to us with very little information and who left their roles feeling God moving in their hearts. And that was very, very special. And Mark and I had an opportunity to pray with some actors as well. And on our very first day of filming, we actually gathered a group together and we sat down and we read aloud together from scripture. So there has been the importance of prayer is woven throughout this production. I can't stress enough how important it is. We know that prayer works. Mm-hmm. We have had to call it in ourselves in our personal lives a number of times. This past year, we've been challenged with some illness in our own family. And through God's grace and his mercy, we found ourselves on our knees, but we found that prayer was answered. And so we're enormously grateful.
Mm. Mark, who is this series, AD, designed for? It's my impression that a producer and a director have an audience that they're thinking about when they're writing and preparing a script. Is there an age group? Is there someone out there in particular that you have in mind when you turn the cameras on?
Roman, I've learned since through Touched by an Angel, Survivor, The Apprentice, Shark Tank, The Voice, that we're in the very broad business for broadcast TV, which is known as four quadrant audiences, which is male and female, young and old. This is, if you make a broad enough subject, and the Bible and AD are so broad, as we've discussed, this is the fabric of our nation. So what's great about working on this as believers, but also as TV producers, this is for everybody. Mm. This is for the young, for the old, for the male, for the female. It's for the believers and the non-believers, because you're going to find that certain people just tune in, get hooked on the stories, don't even really recognize it as scripture, but get curious. And honestly, if one person from a TV series happened to decide, you know, I want to find out more about this, we know there will be millions that will be seeking.
Sure.
But, you know, so it's
that's very worth all the effort.
Yes, too. Yes, yes, of course. And it's not just America, it's global. This will be a global series.
How many countries do you think you'll be in?
Well, you look at things like our shows as a family are currently regularly in 70 countries. And so there's no reason this AD series could be in 25 countries, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. You know, it will depend on how well it does. And the better it does, the more it stays on. And hopefully the listeners who have heard today's show, you know, will tell their friends, because in the end, this is all part of the Great Commission.
We're talking to a lot of Christians out there today. What do you want them to do to help get this word out? Is there a message that you want them to go to their friends and their family members and their neighbors and say, don't miss this show on Sunday night? First of all, what time is it on?
Eastern. 8 Central.
That's
NBC Sunday nights, prime time. 9-8 Central.
Okay, Roma, give us a commercial.
Well, you know, other than asking everybody to scream it from the rooftops, this is the good news. And Jesus is risen. And, you know, this is a beautiful series. We encourage listeners, please, to keep the series in your prayers, that this will be used as a vessel to connect people to God, to bring people home to the Lord. We ask you, please, if you are on social media, to, you know, to post it on Facebook, to jump on Twitter, hashtag AD the series, just to let people know that it's coming, you know, just to spread the word. We have a lot of resources available on our website, shareadtheseries.com. We have beautiful trailers and music videos and photographs and, you know, all kinds of wonderful resources in there that we encourage you to share with family and friends. And, you know, what an opportunity maybe to gather with your own family. It's always lovely to get together and to gather around the television and to make it a 12-week date to follow along with the book of Acts and to see our story brought to life, visually breathing life into it on the screen.
Okay. This will be seen on Easter Sunday. Let me write the commercial for you, too. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I will voice it by saying, many of you got up this morning and you went to a church service. More people will go to church on Easter Sunday morning than any other time of the year. And so the chances are many of you listening to us now were in a service this morning. Some of you got up and went to a sunrise service. But you have worshiped on this day. And your song leader led the congregation in. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. And it's been a blessing. It's been a very special day. And you've come through the morning, and it's now afternoon and toward the evening. What better thing to do on Sunday night than to see the depiction of Christ on the cross and understand why his death is different from Stephen's death or the death of other martyrs It's not for the same purpose. You know, as somebody said, I should have been on the cross instead of Christ. Well, what would that have accomplished? Not one thing except to put me through misery and death. But Jesus died for a purpose. It was sin that he died for. You know, we forget that. He died to provide a remedy for a disease. The disease is sin. It's not just that a good man went to his death because he irritated the Jewish leaders. He died for a purpose. And you're going to see that illustrated in the program tonight. Mm-hmm. What better way? Call your friends. Call your neighbors. Ask your pastor to get the word out. And I hope that there will be an enormous response. Is this okay? Is this, yeah. We're going to get it done this way?
Yes.
And you can pay me later on today.
You have by being here.
Thank you for speaking out for us, you know, and speaking out for everybody and recognizing it's a historic moment on network TV. That so much effort has gone into 12 weeks of the Book of Acts on network television.
Are you finished with it now?
We are just finishing.
Just now.
And I almost don't want it to end, even the work. It's great. It's great getting the next episode in to watch for the first time and give our notes.
I've seen the first one or a portion of it, and the acting is marvelous. It's really wonderful.
Absolutely unbelievable.
How did you choose Jesus for the lead role?
No, we prayed him in. We saw so many actors for that role and for every role. Of course, casting the role of Jesus is, it's the most important role. We wanted to find an actor that was strong and yet kind, that conveyed compassion and empathy.
He looks like I think Jesus would look.
Yes.
Well, of course, blonde hair, blue eyes. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
I was so happy. I mean, the choices, they're interesting people. Mark, you said it earlier, they don't look like they just walked out of a dry cleaner's. These are real people in real situations, and it was filmed in Morocco. And, I mean, all the casting, these are really strong actors. And we worry about that. How many times have we seen a Christian production that's kind of B, C grade, maybe? And you think, ooh, I hope my friends don't see that. And this, I mean, I remember... Yeah. I called my wife. I'm like, where are you? You know, I thought she was coming home. And I'm like, you have to see this. I was telling my friends. And I'm already telling people. It's just so good.
It's amazing because here are you, an expert in the media, in Christian media, and you've seen all the productions. And so you're looking at this with low expectations because you've been disappointed before. And you look at this and instead you're calling your wife and saying, okay, this is it. You know, today someone saw AD episode one, someone who'd seen the Bible and Son of God and was so nervous that we couldn't even equal it, let alone improve it.
Absolutely.
But we have improved it.
Yes.
We have improved it.
Definitely.
This is a show that will, over the many years, be seen by billions of people. Mm-hmm. There's responsibility here. And this will spread Jesus.
Yeah.
It just will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The story is so compelling. You've got the interaction between Pilate and his wife, and she's saying this isn't going to die down. You know, killing an innocent man isn't going to help your conscience any. I mean, there's that struggle, and Christ being accused of things and living out the Bible, turning the other cheek.
Yeah.
You know, the lamb led to slaughter and allowing them to do that.
And my favorite scene in that first episode is the resurrection.
Oh.
You know, we see that it takes 7 or 8 big men to roll the stone in front of the tomb. And we see that they have placed Roman guards and temple guards at the tomb. Mm-hmm. And yet this moment of resurrection, we see the light starting to pulse from behind the stone, and the light starts flooding out through the cracks of the stone, and we understand that he has risen, and the guards are confused and they don't know what's going on, and then the heavens start moving.
Ugh.
And this comet light crashes to earth, and up from behind the tomb comes this beautiful angel in full armor and comes down and with ease rolls away the stone, and then the light just blinding the guards at the tomb. It's really
amazing. It's spectacular.
How far does that episode go?
Right
How
to
does
there.
It end? It stops right there.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, you know, watching it, the beginning, you know, 6-7 minutes in, it was rough. It's just rough. It's rough to see your Savior go through the things he went through. And the ending, I just left full of hope. At the future, I'm full of hope to talk to people. I'm full of hope for the rest of the season. It just, it leaves you on such a high note of he is risen.
Yes.
I mean, this is the day. It's Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
We're celebrating that he's risen, and he is.
And That's we're right. going to see him.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all that you're doing, that you continue to do, for the stand that you make, and for allowing us to be proud, to look out and to be proud, to say this is something we can be proud of. It was done with such quality and such excellence. I love it. I absolutely love it. I appreciate you two so much.
And we appreciate being here and spending time with you guys and your listeners, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
You know, something happened during the recording that we just made. In 37 years on a radio, I have never brought a cell phone into the studio and had it go off. But that happened a few minutes ago. And my wife called and wanted to talk to me about what we're going to have for dinner tonight. So I'm sorry for that, but, no, but it's sort of okay.
Oh, I
right?
love that you took the call, though, you know, that you answered the phone.
I'm glad you leave that in this show because, you know, that's also an illustration of the normality of life.
Yes.
And that's what AD actually shows, the domestic scenes between the power players of Pilate and Caiaphas. And it's like having your wife call. In the end, her call is more important, apart from than Jesus, than everything else, right? That's why you've been married so long. And love the normality of what we're all trying to have normal lives, right, and live our lives.
Well, I have met you all on another occasion, but not in this context. And I love you, appreciate you. You love my Lord, and you have done everything you can to convey the message of the gospel to his people.
Yeah.
And I thank you for doing that. There's an incredible amount of work that's gone into these two presentations.
Yes.
And I do hope millions of people will see them. Mark, you have tears in your eyes.
Yes, because look back that this has been several years in the making for us. And it's incredible to have done it. You mentioned your wife calling, to have done it as a husband and wife. It's not often you get to work that closely.
Yeah.
And then you know, you could, I guess, in our business, work on a film together. But to have worked now for 5 years, have worked on the Bible, Son of God, and now AD together, it's been an incredible experience.
And we're still speaking to each other.
How about that? would Mark take your phone call in the middle of a shoot?
I certainly hope so.
Thanks for being with us, folks.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
And I know our listeners now are going to watch this program this Sunday. Don't forget, this Sunday night, 9, 8 Central, NBC, AD, The Bible Continues. We're going to have trailers at drjamesdobson.org. We've got all kinds of things for press. Don't forget, if you're going to tweet about this, and please do, hashtag AD the series. Let's get this trending globally to create that need in everybody else. It's just too good to let it go by.
Ryan, what are you going to do on Sunday night, Easter Sunday night?
I'll be watching this with my wife and two kids. Absolutely.
Can I come?
Please. How about this? I'll come to your house.
Well, the door's open.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And for those of you who'd like more information about AD The Bible Continues, visit our website, drjamesdobson.org. There we have the trailer to the series and the local times where it will be playing in your area. Or you can call us, 877-732-6825. And coming up next time on Family Talk, crucifixion may be the most horrific form of capital punishment ever invented by a nation. And that is the way Jesus Christ was killed. On the next edition of Family Talk, we'll hear a powerful article that describes the death of Christ from a medical perspective. This is Ryan Dobson saying God bless, thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.